lot of repetition. One thing that happened, the first time in Jewish history that this ever happened, that a fundraiser got up and he said, "We have enough money." It's in this week's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first Jewish fundraiser, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'hamlocha haisa dayam." Enough. Stop donating. Stop donating. Something that's a davar sheino motzi anymore. Ad kedekach, the Torah speaks about that they had to, yaviru kol b'machane. The mamash had to set off alarms. No more donations. It's like this is not a Jewish thing. how do we even accept that this is in the Torah? You have to read through these psukim very quickly. You know, it's very tough to understand. Abba Azai is. That's the first Jewish fundraiser. First for the Mishkan. So the Torah says, where is this? There used to be a pasuk like this. Should be by Ravi, you know? The pasuk says, oh, V'amlocha ha'isa dayam. V'chol ha'malocha la'asa isa. Enough! Die! Dayom! Maspik! But there's one more word in the pasuk. What's the next word in the pasuk? V'amlocha ha'isa dayom l'chol ha'mlocha la'asa isa isa. Shiner? What?
I don't remember any
pasuk. Ve'hoiser. V'amlocha ha'isa dayom ve'hoiser. Anyone have a kasha? Thank you, Shani. Frek the Orachayim HaKodesh. Frek this. All the Mefarshi of Nikra, you can't read this Pasuk straight. Frek the Orachayim Heim Beis Dvorim Hefechim. These are polar opposites. There's a contradiction in the Pasuk. If there's Maspik, if there's Dai, by definition, that means that it's not v'hoiser. Means we, Baruch Hashem, we have exactly enough. We have exactly enough. We have exactly enough. Wow. V'amlocha ha'isa dayom. V'amlocha ha'isa dayom. Sorry, if. V'amlocha ha'isa dayom. The emphasis, I enjoyed that, but I like it. If it was anyone except for him, I probably would say it immediately. It's my old chavrusa. Amlocha oisa dayim v'hoisa. Amlocha oisa dayim v'hoisa. Him veiz hafechi. How could it be dai? How could it be maspik if it's v'hoisa, if there was left over, if there was no sar? If there's something that's superfluous. Im dayam, zok der Arachaim. Let me just read you his lashon. Him beis dvarim efechim. Im dayam in a hoiser. Im hoiser in im dayam. And don't tell me loizu avzu. Shver a pasuk. So the Arachaim has a mahalach. Arachaim has a mahalach. The Sfarno has a mahalach. Arachaim wants to say a chiddush that really beetsim it was v'hoiser. Really beetsim it was left over. We didn't need it. There was donations that we just. It's just we're going to turn back to the balabas and we're going to say sofer, thank you very much. But there's just nothing left for you to do. You know, something that like a conversation that hasn't happened in the last 3,000 years. You know, we don't need your money anymore. You know, except for when it's Reb Chaim Volozhin saying maybe yavi. But if there's a reason. But stam, if it's kosher money, I was here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I remember.
Okay. So, Zok the Chiddush. You know what the Arachaim says, Isaac? Arachaim says, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want any of those Balabatim to feel that they didn't participate. So even though Be'etzim was V'hoiser, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nace that Itaka was Dayah.
that he made it that there was a necessity that there was money that could participate in the mission.
So the Gevaldik Yisoid of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Gevaldik Yisoid of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Good to see you often, Julie. He knows what I mean. We hung out last night.
I'm
aware. Okay, Rabbi, I'd like to suggest a different mahalach. This is a mahalach that is a big yisoid. Perhaps we could suggest, based on a vort, a big yisoid from Rav Simcha Buna Mipshischa. This is one of my favorite vorts from the Rebbe Rabunim. And we have to understand it, hear the vort, and understand what it's telling us and how it's relevant. Mamish Shabbos Mavarchim Chodesh Adar. Baruch Ata Hashem Kel Melech Gadol Batish Bachos Kel Odos Adon Aneflos Abocher B'Shirei Zimra Melech Kelchei Ha'olamim. A tefillah that we say day in and day out. Ask the Rebbe Rabunim, what did you just say? Habocher b'shirei zimra. Sounds a little repetitive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses our songs. So choose one. Is it Shirim? Or is it Zimris? HaKadosh Baruch Hu who chooses our songs. What are you saying every day? Haboicher b'shirei zimra. Why do you repeat the word songs? My high. Marv Rabois, I listen to this vart of the Rebbe Rabunim. That is a vart in Chassidus Ger that the Sfas Emes quotes all the time. Shemesh Shmuel and Sachachov also quotes this vart. This is the Yesoid. Said the Rebbe Rabbonim, we're reading and we're understanding this phrase wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher, not Bishirei Zimra, from the Lashon of Shir, but it's referring to what? Shiyarei Zimra. You know how you eat Shirayim from the Rebbe? You know how there's leftovers, there's shiarim. That is the language of this phrase. It's not a repetition. The shir of a zemer is the shiarim of a zemer. What does that mean? It's a nice play on words. Shir is also shirayim, has the same osios. But what does that have to do with singing? What does it to do with Zmiris? What does it have to do, and why would we rephrase it as the Shiarim of a Zemer? Zokta Rebbe Rabunim, a Meiridik of art. Zokta Rebbe Rabunim, sometimes we're able to take that microphone and we're able to sing. Sometimes we're able to make beautiful sounds and have beautiful melodies and use our vocal cords and express those beautiful sound waves and the harmony and melody that is very soothing and could be reviving and could be an unbelievable experience and very pleasant. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in being the Melech Malchei Amlochim, being able to see not only what's expressed and what's apparent, but Rabbeinu Shel Olam is able to see the shiurim of the Zemer. Sometimes, says the Rebbe Rabbunim, I can't get it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I long for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have words to express to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have such a feeling, and I really just want to, I just don't know how. I just don't know what way. I'm stuck. And I can't find the right notes to sing that song. That shiurim, that feeling inside that's not actually coming out, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's boicher from the Zemer. The song that wants to continue, even when the volume is turned down, even when the guitar stops playing, even when the Rikud's no longer around, the shiurim of the Zemer. That connection, that impact, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just boicher zmiris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Is boicher. He sees deep into the Zemer. He sees the shir of the Zemer. That is HaBoicher b'shiri Zimra. B'shiri Zimra. I don't just sing a song, Marev Raboisai. I'm impacted by the song. I have so much more, I can't stop singing. Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Chazal say in the Gemara Megillah, we can't stop with the shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even what I express is not sufficient to describe my longing, my rotzen, my desire. And I'm limited, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a human being. The concert has to end. I got to get to sleep eventually. I'm a physical being. Seder is limited, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Be'emes, I want you to know, even though I'm not expressing this in the right way, I have she'ifus. I have shiurei zemer. And although the concert is over and they all walked off the stage, inside, in terms of the shir of the zimra, that's continuing to play. So please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choose that. Marev Rabbi said, when I saw this vart of the Rebbe Rabbonim, I thought of a Gemara. Gemara tells us in Saita Lamed Hey something striking. Amar Rava, after Rosh Rava, I'm sorry. Saita Lamed Hey, mipnei man nenesh David. David was punished because David said, Neshakara ledivrei Taira, zmiris. Shneemar zmiris hayali b'chukecha bebeis megurai. Pasuk in Tilim says that David referred to the Torah as songs. Zmiris hayali chukecha. Kod amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you call the Torah zmiris? Divrei Torah shekosav b'hem hati'if eisif einecha boi ve'einenu atakoyreis and zmiris. Harini machshilcha, I'm going to make you have a stumbling block and fall. B'dover sha'afilu tinoikus beis rabon yoidinoi, says something that's such a dover posha that even the children know this halacha. D'chsivu l'bnei kahos le'noson ki avoidas ha'koidesh v'iyu asye ba'galta. Yach ba'anshe b'shemesh ki ro ba'oron. David HaMelech sinned in a poshet halacha and how to carry the Aron. And Moshe, and everyone knows the halacha that the Bnei Kos had to carry the Aron. Bakosef Yisoh. And Moshe and David HaMelech was Michshol in a Beferish Apostle that Bakosef Yisoh, that the Bnei Kos had to carry the Torah on their shoulders, Bakosev Yisoh, and yet David HaMelech made a mistake, Afilu B'Dover, Shebetinoikos, Shebeis Rabim, Yoidin Oisai, that he put it on a wagon. And he allowed the Bnei Levi to carry it on a wagon. It's a dover poshut of an oifin halacha that everyone knows. You know, we don't know these halachas because we don't know anything. But back in the day, the Tinoi Kishabais Rabbim knew that that was the way you carry the Torah. Even a dover poshut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, some manda gemara. For many reasons, Rabbi say. A few kashas in this gemara. First of all, is it so bad that David HaMelech called the Torah a zemer? Although the Torah itself calls the Torah. What does the Torah call the Torah, Rabbi say? When they have a mitzvah to write the Torah, Isaac, what's it called? Va'ata kisvu lochem eshawat. Eshawat. Sashira azois. So I want to defend David HaMelech and say he didn't do anything wrong. Why is the Gemara attacking David HaMelech? The Torah itself falls. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Divrei Torah, is sheer. And why was the Midah Keneged Midah Dafke this inyan of Bakosef Yisoh, the Nesiyas HaLeviim, of how to carry the Aron? Those are my two kashas in the Gemara in Soita Lamed Hei. So the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Mar Frekta Kasha. Minayin Le'ikr Shira Min HaTorah. How do you know that there's a din shir in the Torah? Zok the Heilige Gemara. Shene'emar. Tana Maisa Lamehocha Ulevnei Kos Lenosan Ki Avoides HaKodesh Aleim Ba'Kosef Yisau. Mimasha Shene'emar Ba'Kosef Eni Yodea She Yisau. Of course it's Yisau. If it's on the shoulders, they got to carry it. Why does it say Yisau? Matam alorba Yisau. Ein Yisau el aloshon shira. V'cheini omer su'u zimru usnu soif. V'oimer Yisau kolom yarunu. Minayin l'shira in the Beis HaMikdash Rabbi Yisai by the Leviim. What's the mucker for shira? Ba'kosef Yisau. Al tikri Yisau. Elo yashuru. Shenemar. Su'u zimro usnu soif. Mayrei v'raboisai. The punishment of David HaMelech was in what inyan? That tinoike shabes rabban. No. The Gemara in Soita Lamed Hei. It was in the halacha of what? The halacha of Bakosev Yisau. That how do you carry the Aron? You do it with this Yisau. What's Yisau? Zok the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph. That's the mucker for what? For that the Leviim have a din shira min haTorah. That the din shira is by Kosev Yisau. Su'u zemer. That was the Midah Keneged Midah. That was the punishment for David HaMelech. For what? For calling what? Zmiras hayu luchukecha. That he's going to be nichshol in the what? In the bakos if you sow, that is the mucker for what? That is the source for what? For shira in the mikdash, min haTorah, the shira salaviyim. Moirai v'rabbi say, back to my two kashas on the Gemara in Soita. Number one, let's flip the order. Why was that the punishment? And why is David HaMelech wrong if the Torah itself calls it Ve'atokis ulechom es ashira azois? You know what the terrors to both those kashas are? Zimra, Zmirus, without shir, is a song. Alham. Oh, that was a great. That was a nice song. That was enjoyable. Had a great time. Music was great. But the concert's over. It's done. You're here for 2 hours, intermission, and then 2 hours afterwards, boom. Great. The date's over. Go home. We had some popcorn, that's it. It was enjoyable.
That's not what Torah is! Torah's not a zemer! Torah is not a zemer. David HaMelech, you're chayte by the fact that you called Zmiras Yiluchukecha. You know what David HaMelech was missing? He was missing Shiras of the Zimra. He was missing V'atokizu Luchem Es Ashira Azois. And therefore, I'm going to punish him with what? The Nesias HaLevim. The fact that they carried the Torah with a shear. The mucker for shearim and a Torah. If it's a zemer without a shear, a boisai, it's just a song. It's just an enjoyment, temporary, a fleeting geschmack, an intellectual pursuit. Rebbe said a nice vart with Moide Beknas. Interesting. Next class. Weiter gegangen. No. Zog der Rebbe Rabunim. Ha boicher. Not Bezimra. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like your songs. Kodesh Baruch Hu boicher b'shire Zimra. When it's a zemer with a shear. When it's an impacted zemer. When it's a zemer that has what? Shiore Zimra. Shirayim. He has a transformation from it. It's not that I go to Rav Moshe Weinberger, the Mashpia. He comes in and he says, ah, that was geschmack. And then I go back to my old lifestyle. No. I don't go through a Kol Nidre and say, that was Halig, that was high. And boom, back to square one. I had my January vacation, went back to Mevasera, went back to Nativ. It was geschmack to hear that fiery Musser from Yedder Rebbe. But now I'm back to reality, back in YU. That's a zimmer. That's a dover shafilu tinoika shabes rabban. You know that that's fake. That's hot air. That's garnished. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not boicher in that. Kodesh Baruch Hu is boicher in the shirayim of the zimmer. Person who can say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want this music to continue. I just can't find the words. And I just have to run in to take care of this thing. But don't think that I'm stopped singing. Because there's a lot of shirayim of the zemer that's continuing. You know, sometimes with a niggun, Rabbi said, that niggun continues going in your head. That's awesome. And I continue humming. I can't get rid of it. I can't get that song out of my head. That's what. That phrase, I can't get that song out of my head. You know who introduced that? Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. HaBoicher B'Shirei Zimra. The Rebbe Rabunim introduced that. I can't get that song out of my head. There's shirayim to that zimmer. You know why? Because it's not just a song. It's a life. It's a longing. It's a connection. Where Rabbi say? The Medrash in Parshas Pekudei. Parsha Nun Aleph. Listen up. It says something incredible. An hour pasuk. V'hoyser shenemar v'amlocha hoysadayim. Our pasuk, there was left over. Shneamar v'amlocha isadayim. So the Orachayim asked, "What kasha, Rabbi say? Doesn't fit. If it's dayim, it's not hoyser. If it's hoyser, it's not dayim. Shnei afeichem hema. Nichnas Moshe etzel Bezalel. Moshe walked into Bezalel. Ra'a, he saw again. Not a classic Jewish fundraiser. Shehoyser min amiskon. There's leftovers." Amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Olam, Asinu es Meleches HaMishkan. We did the Melech of the Mishkan. V'hosarnu. And we have left over. Ma na'aseh banoisar. What should we do with the leftover? Right? Moshe clearly did not ask me because I would have a lot of things to answer. Right? Moshe wanted to know, as the leader of Klal Yisrael, what do we do with the leftover of the Mishkan? Listen carefully, Meir V'Raboisai. Omer loy, zok de medrish, leich, vasei bohem, Mishkan la'edus.
Holach Moshe va'asa bohen. It's Meraps and Igri. It's a pliatzuma. What in the world is going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu has leftover money. The Mishkan's all taken care of. We took care of everything. And we have some leftover funds. What should we do? Invest it in the market. What should we do? Donate it to Yenim Yeshiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you think we should do with the funds? We want to be honest. We want to be truthful. We have leftover. We're good. Baruch Hashem. We had a matcher. We did a 24-hour fundraiser, and everyone met the goal, Baruch Hashem. All the boys missed morning Seder in order to make the phone calls. It was gewaldig. What do we do with the leftovers? Yeah, did they ask that question? No, they didn't ask that question. What do they do with the leftovers? What do they do with the leftovers? Don't worry, I wouldn't ask that question if I did their fundraiser either. What do they do with the leftovers? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you have leftovers? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you have leftovers? Make a Mishkan out of it. What do you mean make a Mishkan out of lions? I just told you I finished the Mishkan. What do you mean make a Mishkan out of it? Moreover, Aboisai, the mucker for this word of Rav Simcha Bonim in the Torah of Aboicher B'Shiyari Zimra is the Binyan HaMishkan. Hamlocha Isadai, and the song was over. But the Hoiser. But there was so much more to sing. So much more to give. It wasn't about the physical structure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This new phenomenon of man building a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can't be stopped. There's so much v'hoiser. People are so giving now. People are so connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we do? What do we do with these areas that people want to continue this connection, this matzav, this mahalich of being nice in Lamishkan? Of building a dwelling house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of enabling V'shachanti B'soicham V'apam L'bocha Yisadayim. But if there's no physical structure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we do with this matzav of a hoiser? What do we do? Zokta HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ma baya? What's the problem? Ha'boicher B'shiyare Zim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also chooses that. Those songs also. When it's not just about the song. It's not just about a few notes that go on for 6 minutes. It's about a song that's continuing inside of you. A song that I can't get out of my head. In a literal sense, Rabbi Sai. It's about a v'hoiser. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the Mishkan is not stopping. Don't look at it from a limited perspective of Amalacha Haisadayim. Don't make the Torah into a zemer like David HaMelech did. Now you got to make the zemer into a shir. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most bewildering response to what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. We don't have anywhere else to put this money. Zok the Medrash, build a Mishkan. Hallo Dover, what in the world? According to this Vart of Rav Simcha Bonim, I think that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us. Mishkan's not physical. Mishkan's not a zemer. The Mishkan continues. Mishkan is above and beyond the physical hooks and strings and gold and copper. It's about the impact. It's about taking that feeling of nesina, of connection, of being mekusher to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and now actually developing a lifestyle of Mishkan, of Vishachanti B'Soicham, with that experience. It's about continuing that song, even when the instruments are no longer playing. It's about understanding that Torah is not just, hey, that's a good song. Hey, can you play that again? Press play. Rewind. No, there is no stop button or pause button on the zemer of Torah, because it's not just a zemer, it's a shir. It's shiuri zemer. That's pshat in our midrash. That's pshat in the Orach Chaim's kasha. V'hamalacha hoisa dayom v'hoiser. What do I do with it? Build a mishkan. What do you mean? I just asked you. No, you're not communicating. Yes, we are. Torah is a lifestyle. Torah is about what you get out of it. It's not about kol sugya v'sugya. It's about transforming from every sugya, Rabbi Yisai. It's about taking the Torah that we have over here and now impacting our life with that Torah. It's about being a v'hoiser from the Torah. It's about making the zmiris that we have, the geshmak of melodies that we sing together, and the mela propelling us to keep singing that song for the rest of our lives, Rabbi Yisai. To be a v'hoiser, to be a shiurei zemer, to be a shir with a zemer. That's what it's about, Rabbi Yisai. Torah is miloshon ayro. How am I going to take these dinim and transform my life of a way to live? It's myra derech, how I should live my life. It's pashut. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. Don't stop by building me a structure. Don't stop by singing me a zemer. Make a shiori zemer. Make of a hoiser over the Meloch Dayim. Build a mishkan after the mishkan is actually built. That's what it means to be a yid, Rabbi. That's what it means to be a ben Torah. None of this shtick. How is Moed B'Knas now going to be? Memela, allow me to hum that no matter what halls I'm walking through, no matter what streets I'm crossing. How is that going to change me? And be of a hoiser. And be a shiorizer. Wherever I believe said the Maram Shif in Chulin. As well as the Maral. As well as the Manus Halevi. As Akash. We're about to be Mavarech, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Simcha Rabbeisai. Gemara Megillah tells us that when Achashverosh made his party, Achashverosh brought out Kalim Mikalim Shoinim. Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara says that Achashverosh brought out the Klei HaMikdash. That's why we lay it in that tune, Rabbi Yisai. Gemara tells us in Megillah that Achashverosh wore the big day Kohen Gadol. How you know it was the big day Kohen Gadol? It's a good kasha. The Imre Emes asked his father that kasha. Good kasha. Achashverosh wore the big day Kohen Gadol. Clearly, Achashverosh was obsessed with the concept of what? Of Mikdosh. And there was some message that he was trying to deliver to Am Yisrael with all of the Klei HaMikdosh, all the Big Day HaMikdosh. Aber frekt the Maram Shif, frekt the Mefarshei HaMegillah, Maral, the Manas Halevi, where at this party do we find any mention about the Klei Shir? Every good party needs music. Achashverosh was obsessed with the Mikdash. Why wasn't there any shir at this party? So you know what the Maram Shif says? Maram Shif says a fascinating teretz, everybody say. Maram Shif says that Achashverosh, the Psukim of the Megillah say that Achashverosh did, he wanted to make the party karatzayin kol ish v'ish. Right? Should be like everyone the way we want it. Everyone should party, like party hard. We got to get everyone involved and party what you like. You eat what you like. You eat what you like. Two people don't agree on the same music. It can't be Keretzayin Ish V'Ish. I like this song, you like that song. You like Shweki, I like Mordechai B'David, you like Avram Fried, you like Kaulbach. Chveis, what's his name from Ish? Right, Eitan Katz. You like him, I like him. Zusha, I don't know, Chveis. We can't agree. That's what Ram Shif says. It's a din. It's a gzeir sakok, Keretzayin Ish V'Ish. Chashver says not shaykh by music. By food it's shaykh. All the mepharshim say a different vart. All the mepharshim say different pshatim. Rabbi say in light of what I'm saying, could be there was music there. But that's not the clay shear of the Leviyah. Achashverosh can't create that.
Achashverosh can't create the authentic Shiras HaLeviyim. Achashverosh might be able to present a Zemer. Ober the clay shear. The Shiras is the Shboches. That Achashverosh cannot create.
That's only us. We can understand. What a real song is. Whatever Rabbi say. The Gedolim used to say, and there were Gedolim, it's not important who Rabbi say, I don't want to get into who, it's just talk. But there were real Gedolim that said about their own children that their children went off the derech because they didn't sing Zmiris at the table. Now, It's a little bit of a shocking statement, Rabbi Yisai. Because I didn't sing a song? You know what I'm saying? Like, you missed that CD? Like, that changed your life? So I think we have another perspective now. It's not just the Zmiris. It's I didn't sing the Shire Zimris. That Shiare HaZimris, that mamalacha hoisadayim v'hoiser wasn't in my kid's life. That when he was running out after Shabbos lunch to play elimination, that nigin wasn't still ringing in his head. That environment of v'hoiser. The fact, the fact that we're learning, that we're growing, and that it's not going to do anything. It's just a nice idea and I can shake my head and I can say Rebbe Shkoyach afterwards. No. Enough. My phone is going to stay there. My D-Bor is going to be different. My computers are going to be changed. My approach to my starim is going to be different. My interactions in the world is going to be transformed. My approach to life is going to be totally different. That can impact a child from the young age. You could sing a Zemer, and you could have Shiare Zimra. That's what these children are lacking. So don't just sing Zmiris, or say. Create Shirim of Zimris in your house. We are about to embark upon a Zman, which is a very exciting Zman. We just coasted and went through a long stretch of what the Gedolim say, bleak, barren, the Zman of Shoivavim, empty months, difficult, dark, winter days, now things are starting to sprout. Crops are starting to blossom. Chodesh HaAviv is coming. The Zman HaGeula is coming. Rabbi say it's exciting. Mishu Nichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. We're all so excited every day. We talk about the Suda HaBa'alinu L'Toyv. It's Geshmak. Rabbi say, I want to give you an Azhara. I want to give you a warning. this Adar Nisan Tkufa Sivan, Ir Sivan, Svir Rabbeisai, it's a Gvaldika Zman in the year. But it could be a Zemer. It could be a nice song that lasts 24 hours. We could dance on Purim, Rabbeisai, Purim night, and Purim day, Mirtz Hashem. We could have some Geshmak Achizuk before Nisan for the Geula. We could have a Shmuz before Shavuos. But here's the question. Are these Zmiras going to turn into Shiras? Is it going to be Shiari Zimra? Are we going to take the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Vayakim? Of HaMalocha Vayisadayim Vayoyser? We're going to take the message of Rav Simcha Bunim, of don't just sing the Zemer, but make it Shiorism. Are we going to make sure that we don't fall into the trap of David HaMelech, of calling Torah and these unbelievable opportunities Zimris? And now, before, a priori, before we're going to make Hachonis, Rabbi Yisai, that no, this is not just an exciting Purim. Purim is just day number one. But this is going to be a whole flight. That's just going to be the first stop on my trip. And I'm going to be, like Rav Dessler says, a spiral that's going up. That's what the year is. The year is not a circle, Zuck Rav Dessler. The year is a spiral. That the next year when I get to that Purim, I'm no longer on the same level in that circle of where I was before. Rabbeisai, before we interact and before we experience these unbelievable zmiras and these songs that we are going to inculcate in our life, and we are going to instill and make sure that we have in the homes that we're going to build, the homes that we're going to build, Rabbeisai, not the houses, the homes. Are we going to make sure that these zmiras are not going to be zmiras, but they are going to be shiri zmiras? That they are going to be mavalocha yisadayim v'hoyser. That they are going to be transformational. That they are going to be life-changing. And I know what I'm about to get involved with, Rabbi Yisai, and that song is not going to stop singing in my head. Mirtz Hashem. You will see a different group that's singing in this room. Mirtz Hashem. After these zmiras of Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Mirtz Hashem, and enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mirtz Hashem sing, and the songs will just get more and more harmonious and melodious.